So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Battlefield Earth, and it's based on a novel by L. Ron Hubbard.
I didn't know he wrote books. That's my favorite Muppet.
He's not a Muppet, actually. He's the founder of Scientology.
Oh, yeah, okay. They've been watching me.
What?
So what happens in this thing?
Well, the movie takes place in the year 3000, and humans were all but wiped out 1,000 years ago by these aliens called Cyclos.
Subtle, I like it.
But there's still a handful of humans left who are basically like cavemen now.
Interesting movie concept, okay.
Oh, yeah, this movie's literally gonna turn some heads, sir.
I think you mean figuratively.
No, about 95% of the shots are gonna be filmed using a Dutch tilt.
What? Why?
Because that automatically makes shots cool looking.
Whoa, look how cool you look.
Thank you. So we're gonna meet the main character of this movie, this caveman named Johnny Goodboy.
Oh, that's a hero's name right there, or an adult film star, but I'm guessing it's the hero one.
It is.
Good, that was in my top two favorite options.
So all these cave people think the Earth is overrun by demons, but Johnny doesn't believe that, so he takes off to explore.
Okay.
And he gets captured by the Cyclos and draws the attention of the security chief, Turl.
How?
Well, he uses a gun, and these aliens didn't know that humans would be smart enough to do that.
Oh, there aren't any ruins of human civilization left?
No, there are a ton. Full cities. I guess the aliens just didn't connect the dots that humans did that.
Very inobservant Cyclos.
Anyway, Turl hates Earth, and he finds out that he's gonna be stuck here for much longer than he thought, so he's upset.
So what's he gonna do?
A lot of evil laughs. Just a whole lot of evil laughs over and over.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, well, he hatches a plan to make the humans mine some gold for him.
Why does he want gold?
Because gold is valuable, sir, you know that.
Yeah, but to aliens from a different planet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So why can't the aliens get this gold themselves?
Because it's in a spot with radiation, which makes the air the aliens breathe explode.
Yeah, that's smart. Send in the humans, since we're immune to radiation.
Well, we don't necessarily explode immediately, but radiation's still very deadly for humans, sir.
Then why the hell did I just vacation for 3 weeks in Chernobyl?
I do not know. That was not a good idea.
I gotta call my doctor after this.
Probably. So in order to get leverage over Johnny, Turl wants to find out what his favorite food is.
So he... You know, asks him.
No, he sends him out into the cold for 3 days until he desperately finds a rat to eat and then deduces that rat is their favorite food.
Oh, so he's like a big dumb idiot.
Well, he doesn't understand the basic concept of starvation, I'll tell you that much. So then he beams a bunch of knowledge into Johnny's head.
What?
Yeah, just a big beam of knowledge that teaches Johnny everything and makes him super smart.
It doesn't seem necessary.
Well, he needs him to get some gold in a cave, so he teaches him all the skills he needs to lead a revolution.
Right, okay.
And he's gonna teach him how to fly an aircraft.
Why?
Because that's a skill I need Johnny to have later in the movie.
That makes sense.
And Johnny teaches all this stuff to the other cavemen, and they get smart too.
He's able to transmit to them all the information he got from an energy beam that taught him everything?
Yes, and now the humans need to go on the gold mining mission for 2 weeks, but they got a few tricks up their sleeves.
I would have thought that in the year 3000, they wouldn't have that cereal anymore.
Not what I meant. They intend to leave half the people on the gold mining mission and have the other half fly away on this secret mission.
Why leave half?
Because Turl is watching them.
And he won't notice half of them flying away?
That's what we're going with. So the plan is to fly to Fort Knox and get a bunch of gold and weapons.
How are they gonna get into those?
The doors are open, sir, so they just walk in.
So when the aliens attacked 1,000 years ago, the humans opened the gold vault.
Yeah, and we learned that the attack only lasted 9 minutes, so that's like one of the only things they did.
Well, okay then.
So Turl comes back to check on the gold mining process, and they use the gold bars from Fort Knox to pretend like they've actually been working this whole time.
Is it not insanely suspicious that the gold that they're mining is in bar form?
Well, he does ask about that, but Johnny's like, well, sir, we figured you'd prefer it this way.
Did he leave them with smelting tools to even do that?
He did not, but he believes them anyway. And now Johnny just has a week to train all these cavemen for his revolution.
Train them to do what exactly?
Well, they're gonna have to fly some jets to fight the aliens.
They have to fly jets? It's gonna be impossible to teach cavemen to fly jets in under a week.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, Johnny Goodboy finds a flight simulator, so that solves that problem.
You know what? It does. But how does that thing have functioning electricity after 1,000 years?
Well, if the humans haven't been around for 1,000 years, that means there was no one around to unplug it, sir.
That makes sense. No further questions on that.
And now it's time to get in the jets and fight.
Hey, what's the shelf life of jet fuel?
Jet fuel doesn't have shelves, sir. It's liquid.
Right.
Where would you install shelves?
I don't know what I was thinking.
Sometimes you say pretty ridiculous stuff, sir. Anyway, these newly trained cavemen get in the 1,000-year-old jets and fly away to fight the aliens.
Oh boy, so what's the plan?
Well, there's this big glass dome that if they destroy it, the aliens won't be able to breathe anymore.
Suffocating cyclos is tight.
And they're also gonna teleport one of their guys to the cyclo planet and blow that up with a nuclear bomb.
Which also works after 1,000 years.
Obviously.
And it goes well.
It does. So they save the Earth, but they do lose a couple of cavemen along the way.
Oh no, cavemen! Were they important ones?
They were in the movie a little, sir.
Oh, no.
And so the humans lock Turl in a cage surrounded by gold and make fun of him a little bit, and we're done. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie.
For all intents and purposes, it is, technically.
Amazing. Well, I don't see how this could go wrong. Let's spend a bunch of money on it.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.